Good afternoon, reception. Faye speaking.
Yes, hi. I was calling interested in that deal on the tires. Apparently, if I come in, and you guys have a deal on tires if I spend the night.
On tires?
And I was just listening right now. I was on hold, and it said to come in and you get free tires.
No, it's a radio ad.
Yeah, I know. So I'm calling.
Yeah, radio.
It said that I was the number three caller, so I accept it. That's fine.
We're a hotel.
Okay, yeah, but it said there was a...
listening while you're on hold would have been a local radio station with an ad.
I don't understand. All I know is that I was on hold, and it said, you're the third caller. You win free set of tires from Think Pink Tires or something.
Okay, well, when you're put on hold, what you're listening to is a radio station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it said that I won.
Yes, but not with us.
Well, who?
Well, didn't you say Pink Radio?
I don't know. I didn't have a chance to copy it down. It was just on the radio. I don't know. Could you please connect me?
No, I can't.
I don't know. Your system told me that I won free tires for calling in, being the third person to call in. So I'm calling to... I would like my tires, please.
Look, I'm sorry. What you're listening to is a radio station.
And it offered, and it said I was the third caller, and I got a free set of tires for my car machine. So I think.
Yes, and that's on with.
But are you denying that the telephone told me this? Because the telephone just talked to me and said I was a winner.
Sorry, who's speaking?
This is Valente. I'm from Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, just a moment. I'll pop you through to our general manager. Won't be a moment.
Get popping.
I wouldn't go anywhere without my Strauss hard drops.
I'm speaking.
Hey, buddy, I just heard an offer when I was on hold that said I was the third caller and that I won some kind of prize, and this woman is refusing to give me the prize money.
Shoofy?
I was just on hold, and the phone told me that I was the third caller and I won a prize. And I'm wanting to claim the prize before I, you know, check in, and she's refusing to, you know, accept my order.
The bit on the thing is the radio program.
Well, whatever it was, your phone told me that I had a prize to claim, so I'm claiming the prize. Whatever it is, I would like it.
Well, as I said to you, the thing you heard is a radio program.
And the thing it told me was that I got a free set of tires.
Yeah. So you have to be by the radio station.
I'm calling in now to accept it in the hotel. I called the hotel to make a reservation for spaces, and you people told me that I was going to get free tires, and now you're refusing it. I don't think that's fair.
No, it's a radio program that told you.
Then maybe you shouldn't have the radio program on there if they're going to lie. If you people lie.
Sorry, sir. What can I do for you?
I want my tires.
We didn't offer a prize.
No, wait a minute now. Are you just calling saying that I didn't get here on the phone now when I was on hold that I won a prize?
I don't know what you heard. As I said, the program we have on the telephone has background and basically waiting music, which is directly tuned in to a radio station.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever comes on is actually what the radio station has to offer.
Can you roll?
So if a radio
pull the tape. You'll hear what it said. I know you folks monitor your calls. Pull the tape, and then you'll see what
no,
I mean.
We don't. It's not a tape.
Who was talking to me on the phone that said I won a prize? That's who I need to talk to right now. He's obviously the person who's in charge there. I don't know who
that's,
you are.
That's the radio station.
I don't need.
I can find out which radio station it is.
Are you the janitor? Who's the manager there?
You're talking to him.
You don't sound like much a manager to me. You're refusing service.
Sorry, sir. I mean, we can go around the bend on this one for hours. No, we're not refusing service.
I can come and get my tires in about 10 minutes.
Well, we don't have any tires for you here.
Do you have a car? Do you have a car?
Sir, please.
Give me your tires.
Conversation doesn't take us anywhere.
You're going to give me your four tires, goddammit, or I'm going to sue you.
Well, feel free to do that. I mean, you must be American.
Either you're going to give me your tires nice and peacefully, I'm going to take them by force. And that's just the bottom line. So what's it going to be?
Well, you can try to take my tires, but it doesn't really make much of a difference. I mean, as I said, it's a radio program you listen to, and Sorry.
Well, I don't know. The man on the phone said, okay, you congratulations. You're the third caller. You get a free set of tires. Hold the line, and they will give you your tires in a second. And then the woman said, hey, blah, blah, blah. She said,
no tires.
That's exactly what she sounded like.